I'm Ridlake Ball, and I'm a junior at Liberty High School. I'm in this class called Health Science 2, where we go to nursing homes and stuff, and so there's a lot of people there that ask me why I wear it and what it's called. So, like, I answer the questions, and I try to be nice, and sometimes, you know, you do get comments that are rude, and you just have to, like, accept their opinions because, you know, everyone's going to have something to say about you. But really not at school, because a lot of these people have Muslim friends, so they know about the culture, and we also learn about Islam and Christianity and, like, a lot of religions, so...
I'm Christina Lazutkin. I know there's a lot of, like, openness and tolerance in this community. Like, you definitely won't hear anyone who actually wants to be racist. But I do think it's slightly difficult having a discussion without feeling like you're going to offend someone or that you're just going to spout some idea that you don't personally agree with. I feel like there needs to be more experience in this community with reacting with, like, other backgrounds. Just because people generally stick together and we don't always have... that experience that is needed to have that conversation.
My name is Shoaib Faruqi. I am a junior in high school, and I am the coordinator for the Muslim Student Association here at Liberty. I could say with absolute affirmation that I've never met anyone who, like, was discriminatory towards me. Of course, there are those outlying events, like, say, I'm walking to the mosque, there's, like, a bunch of Muslims trying to get in, and all of a sudden, like, a truck comes by, you know, just shouting, like, some sort of slur. That's going to happen, honestly. The best you can do about those kinds of situations is just hope for the best for that person and just move on with it. You know, there's no point in trying to retaliate. That's just going to misrepresent what we are, what we stand for.
Hi, I'm Taha Siddiqui, and I'm a senior. I believe I can make a change in the community by just showing people what Muslims are like. So I try to do that in my class and in my community.
Brooke Colombo. If you talk to someone who's, like, white, they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, like, we all interact, yada, yada. But if you talk to someone who's a minority, they're always going to say, yes, I have white friends, I have other friends that, like, aren't the same race as me, but I tend to, like, flock to people who are of the same, like, racial and especially cultural background as me. I think, like, there's definitely interaction among everyone. Not about race so much as it is, like, about the way people act and what they can relate to.
Julia Savage. I just moved here to Texas a few months ago. Coming from a school that had 9% minority was definitely different because here at Liberty there's, I think, 54% minority. At first I realized the difference because I was just so used to there only being 9% minority. But after a while, you really start to get involved with other kids and you start to realize it less, I guess. Because the only thing that makes us different is our skin tones and our cultures. But when we come together as a school and as classmates in the same room, we all get along just fine.